There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
As I let go and let go, God keeps giving me more things to let go. As I let go and let go, God keeps giving me more things to let go. The past sometimes is filled with emotional pain, and time does not seem to heal this emotional pain. The pain is deep. The hold is powerful. The reach is inaccessible. The sight is invisible. And that's why it remains hidden deep down. It comes out only during those unaware moments. It comes out during those unguarded moments. And when it comes out, it is not a stream. It is not waterfall. It is not rain, but it is flood. And when that pain, which is deep hidden, comes on the surface, the result is intense turmoil, extreme anguish, and the resultant disturbances. That's why we have heard and we keep hearing in Murlis, Baba says, let go and you will be free. Chhod do, chhod do is to give up, is to let go. And then only you can become free. The greater the hold, the more the pain. The tighter you hold the strings, the ropes, the more the redness on the hand, the more the pain. And what is the method? You give up, you loosen, and the pain reduces. In yesterday's Murli also we heard Baba talked about celebration of ending the past. The greatest celebration is now, the celebration of this moment. In this moment, you learn to be similar to the Father, and you learn to be perfect, and you learn to be close to Him. and you put an end to everything that is old, everything that is past, everything that is gone, everything which is no more existing. The past is dead. No matter what you do, it will not come back. The milk is spilt. The spilt milk, you cannot take back on the platter. It's gone. So why to cry over the spilt milk? Life is here and life is now. And yet, the question stays. Baba said, celebrate present, forget past. But how? The emotional pain associated with events, with persons, is still there. Simply creating an affirmation that I forget past, I have nothing to do with past, is not going to help. Something more is needed to let go of the past. To forget the unforgettable is an uphill task. So how to let go? It is not just the past. Let go of past. Let go of old habits. Let go of old sanskars. Let go of old mental, emotional, intellectual patterns. The patterns which we have created. Old patterns, food patterns. Let go of old past negativities, past enmities, past animosities. Let go of past addictions. Let go of past nature, past sanskars. Let go of everything that has transpired yesterday. Because life is now. Now we should know where we are going. So how to do this? Letting go. Yes. How to do this? Night is gone and the thing is gone. What else? How to let go of things? Newness. Yesterday Baba talked about becoming the lighthouse of newness. Bring newness in your thoughts. Bring newness in your speech, in your actions, in your connections and relationships, and your nature and your sanskars. That newness itself is tapasya. But how? Enjoy the present. Create some positive mantras. Create some positive mantras. Some positive strong affirmations. The life is now. I begin new. Present is more important to me than the past. I don't care about past. And I have no time to sit, to cry, thinking about the past. Maxim Gorky's Russian novel, Mother, which was written during the Russian Revolution, one of the classics in English literature, has one character, Kakol, who says, it is waste of time to brood over your past. It's absolute sheer waste of time. If you sit and think of the past pain, the past misery, the past sufferings, the moment you remember pain, you relive that pain. The pain which was 10 years back, and if you remember that event, that person, that situation, that circumstance, you will experience the same feeling of pain even now. And it's a waste of time. Not just pain. Even if somebody has praised you, you have been praised or received a lot of appreciations, and you sit and start thinking of how much people love me, how much people praised me, so much adulation, so much acknowledgement. After his Chicago speech, Vivekananda wrote a letter to his friends in India. In that one of his letters, he wrote, I have got a lot of praises over here. Every newspaper is writing my name. But my dear friends, I am not here to bask in the glory. My task is very high, and I am not here to waste my life in such foolery. So even if you sit and start counting the praises, the appreciation, the acknowledgements that you received, you got the love, that is also a waste of time. So create some positive mantras, some positive affirmations, some strong points. I live now. The life is now, in this moment. For me, the past is gone. Because the more you remember past, the more you allow your mind to create a new pattern, you are rather deepening that path. There is a bitten path you must have seen in jungles. How they are created. One person runs, one person walks, then another person, then third person, and then fourth. And after some time, a bitten path is created. A track is created. In the similar manner, in the brain, when you keep on thinking one thought multiple times, neuroscience talks about neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. So neural paths are created. So if you keep on thinking about pain or self-appreciation for that matter, you are in fact creating a path. So now you have to destroy this path, means stop going through this path. Don't go. Don't repeat that same experience. Don't keep on recounting, narrating the same experience. So for that, what you have to do is create a positive mantra. The second is stop thinking that others would come and ask for forgiveness. Don't wait for their forgiveness. Always we are carrying within our heart that one day that person will realize his or her mistake and she and he will come and ask for forgiveness. You will keep on waiting the whole life. Don't expect pardon from others. Don't expect that some miraculous change will take place and you are like a saint. Like saints are shown that wicked people did harm to them and then that wicked person came and asked for forgiveness. We also feel that we are like saints and others have done wrong to me. And one day they will come and they will ask for forgiveness. And then that will become an event and it will be written in the history and how great we are and how persons realized we are great, but such thing may not happen. So don't wait for other people to come and ask for forgiveness. That's the method to let go. Third, engage yourself in some other work. Engage yourself in self-care. You are the most important person. You are the center of this universe. There is no one more important than you in this world. Self-healing, self-care is more important than serving others. Self-mercy, self-compassion is more important than serving others and showing mercy towards others. I am the center of the universe. I am the most important person. I have to take utmost care of my own emotions, my own wounds. The wounds are fresh. Healing is yet incomplete. Healthy granulation tissue has yet not grown. There is a high chance of secondary reinfections. FLY. First, love yourself. Fly. First, love yourself. Fourth, psychological and physical distancing. If you feel that a particular person disturbs you, stay away. There's no point in taking a sword in hand and starting to encounter that person. I will also see what he does. It's absolute stupidity. It's better to maintain physical distance. It is also better to maintain psychological distancing. Keep away from harmful things, from harmful places, from harmful people. In fact, no one is harmful, but then at that point of time, you are thinking that this person disturbs me. Better to keep away. This distancing helps. Move away for some time. Fifth, don't suppress. If you feel like to cry, cry out. Don't repress. If you feel like to shout, shout. Suppressed emotions turn into aggressive volcanoes. So don't suppress. Speak out. Vent out. Venting out. Breathing is very important. How will you breathe without air? So breathe. And everybody needs a breathing space. But before whom? God? Yes. But at times if you feel he's inaccessible, somebody who understands you. And if there is nobody, it's better to vent out all the feelings and emotions to some imaginary godfather. But learn to do the spiritual catharsis. Spiritual catharsis. Spiritual purgation. Then engage yourself in some creative work. The best method to forget the past is focus on the present. Some creative work. Art, music, sports, play. Something related to body, some dance, singing, anything. Knowledge, art, painting, music, anything. Engage yourself in some creative work. Murli is the storehouse of pure thoughts. Yesterday's blessing. It is a treasure trove of pure, elevated, exalted thoughts. Such thoughts of higher consciousness you will not get anywhere. So engage yourself in reading, studying, understanding, discussing, sharing, contemplating, journeying. Murli, engage yourself in everything which is pure, positive and powerful. Three P's. Pure, positive and powerful. So let the thoughts rise up. Engage yourself in some comedy, in some laughter, business. Learn to be with people with lot of sense of humor. They'll help you to forget the past. A teacher asks a student what you will become in life. He says, bridegroom. The teacher says, I mean to say, what you will get. He says, bride. Teacher says, no, I mean to say, what your father wants. He says, daughter-in-law. No, I mean to say, what your mother wants. He says, grandson. The teacher says, I mean to say, what is the goal of your life? He says, hum do hamare do. We two, ours too. So learn to divert the mind. Learn to divert the mind. Diversion is one of the techniques of healing. Hypnosis is one of the techniques of healing. The mind is continuously thinking of something. Change the direction. Let it go in some other direction. Let it move. Let it flow some other way. So diversion is a therapy. A patient is there, he keeps on thinking about his blood pressure all the time. Doctor has told that this tablet has to be taken at 6 p.m. So right from 3 p.m. he keeps on thinking that exactly at 6 p.m. I have to take it. Exactly at 6 p.m., 6 p.m., 6 p.m. He is constantly thinking that I should not miss this 6 p.m. He is filled with anxiety. The very dose time has filled the patient with anxiety. And if he misses this dose, is gone. And he keeps on checking his BP every 2 hourly. And then comes to the doctor and brings the chart. This is the chart. And it is still not under control. What are you doing? He says to doctor, what are you doing? Please change the medications. But he is so much filled with anxiety and fear. This anxiety itself has become a block. So divert the mind. So give up and you will be free. What is that Gid. What is that called in English? What is that called? Eagle, yeah. So, an eagle is carrying a piece of meat. Okay. An eagle got a meat piece. And it is flying through the sky. All the other eagles are following that eagle. They want to take away, snatch away that piece of meat. So this eagle is running, flying. And it is seeing that everybody is following me. And they are aggressive. They are chasing me. What to do? She is going here and there and here and there. And then she understands something. That they are not after me. They are after this piece of meat. And she drops that piece. And the moment she lets go of that piece of meat, all the other eagles, the birds, they are following that piece of meat. And she is free. So drop that piece. Let go of the past. Let go of everything that has transpired. That is dead. And you will be free. So Baba says, Chodo. So letting go will teach you the art of being humble, yet strong. The less you control, the more you grow. The less you control, the more you grow. Don't try to control everyone. I will control my children. I will control my husband. I will control my wife. I am their master. You have to be at my beck and call. You have to obey what I say. What I say is final word. In this house, I am the breadwinner. I am the Lord. Follow me. Such a person will always be in distress. Because everybody will see that they break every order which he gives. They love to see him irritated. So, let go. That is the mantra. Om Shanti.